You've had a bunch of time with the rookies now. How are they sort of integrating? You see a significant, you know, different level kind of for them of familiarity at this point?
Well, whenever you throw something new, it's the same as if, obviously, it's the first time they heard it. So there's a bunch of installations. When you have an installation and a review, they do fine with that. Add something new, it's a little bit more difficult. So that's how you see it. But you know what? They've hung in there. They've worked hard, and they're obviously making progress. They have to.
Is it hard for a guy? I mean, Landon Collins and Eric Flowers, you're throwing them right in there with the first teams. Does it make it harder for them because they're asked to sort of catch up with those guys quicker?
I don't think so. I think if anything, if you put yourself in that situation, that really makes it interesting. Holy cow, here I am. You know. So they've got to earn those spots. So they have the opportunity right now.
What can you tell about offensive line play in general and Flowers specifically when there's no pads?
It's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy. You look at every tape and you try to be as technical as you can, but there's obvious restrictions both defense and offense without the pads.
How's Odell doing, obviously? You know, last time you
seemed
did
to be better.
Stuff.
Seemed to be a little bit better. They did more with him.
Did he do anything last week? I mean, we came here, we were here on Monday last week. The other days, was he on the side or did he do individual stuff? Or
he did some individual stuff, but that was it.
You gonna be okay for next week, Tom?
I don't even know what they tell me. They probably won't be able to project that till they see this week. So.
You still expect Pierre Paul next week
for the camp?
Yeah.
Yes.
That based on interaction you've had with him?
That's about the 25th time I've answered that question, okay? I think he'll be here. I don't have any evidence, but I think he'll be here.
Tom, it looks like when Prince is out there, he looks like he's trying to play at a faster speed. Have you noticed that? Or?
Well, I thought he was playing at a nice speed last year, too, when he was injured, so I think he's just trying to pick up from there. You know, it started out as it normally does. He was under control, but he has been... He's been enticing people to try to throw it over his head because he's broke on the underneath stuff very well.
How's Kerry Wynn look?
Kerry Wynn works hard and makes plays, and he's very consistent.
Where's the Burkhead?
I mean, we've been standing here for the whole... This would have been the ideal time for him. Unfortunately, he's not been able to get to where he could really drive, so it's been very slow.
I mean, it helps. You've got Cooper Taylor, obviously, to get that group
It helps them, but it doesn't help their area. And he was here as a rookie and got to play a little bit, but he also obviously did a nice job on special teams. So he has a lot of things of that nature, but this would have been ideal for him. You know, crying over spilt milk there.
Tom, do you ever leave an OTA or a day like this in June thinking big picture, you know, we look better in this area, I feel a little better here than there?
That's the problem with being a coach, yeah. You see, you have the good things pop up and then you quickly talk about the things that weren't so good, so you kind of get back to the balancing it off. You know, you like to see something go well and be enhanced, and when it does, you're glad about that, but then you're thinking, well, you know what, we do have to stop the run or something like that. So yeah, I mean, you start to look at a little bit more scope, but really on a daily basis, practice to practice, as I just told everybody, coaches this morning, players this afternoon, what they ought to be doing right now is deciding how do they want to finish the spring, what are the goals, and what impression do we want to have, what have we accomplished when we finish up the mini camp. So I think hopefully that's where they all are.
When you gathered them, Tom, before today's session, it sounded like they had a spirited reaction to something. Did you say something in particular?
I just said we need to have four solid practices and a good mini camp to wrap the spring up.
You've obviously seen the flashes from Corey Washington. Have you seen
him? Yeah, he's had a nice spring. Yeah, he's worked hard. He's had a good attitude, had a smile on his face. He's done most everything we've asked him to do. And I think every time that he's been called upon, he seems to have responded.
Can you assess where he's come, maybe growth-wise, on special teams, or is that
Well, not on special teams yet, but I think the opportunity he's had offensively, he's taking full advantage of his year to learn, and I think he's matured a little bit, and he's had a solid sprint.
We haven't seen Ola or Demontre in the team drills. How, is that them needing to catch up, or is that them physically not being held back? Or
yeah, they're being held back.
Demontre's from the offseason, yeah. Shoulder.
We want to get him in some, but we really can't. We don't want to do anything that sets him back. He may get a little bit more work than he's been getting, but not a lot.
And what's Ola? I mean, is that the hip problem that he had?
What's that?
Is that the hip problem that he had in the past, or?
No, it's a leg. It starts out about here, goes down.
You were awesome to see a couple of linebackers today. You look like McLean and Casillas for sideline.
Yeah, Casillas just had some kind of an injection where they have to hold him. McLean did something to his back the other day. It's not going to be anything major, but they held him out today.